The National Transportation Safety Board issued a stark warning to pilots today. Certain movements of an airplane's rudder can shear the tail fin off. The warning comes as the NTSB investigates what happened to American Airlines Flight 587. The tail fin on that plane, an Airbus A300, snapped off just before the jet crashed in Queens, New York, 3 months ago. 265 people were killed. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
The NTSB's warning goes out to all pilots who fly every kind of commercial airplane. And the message is, be judicious when it comes to using the rudder. Don't rely on it too heavily to escape unusual events such as heavy turbulence. Because in the case of American Flight 587, the entire 27-foot tail fin broke off the plane after a series of manic back-and-forth rudder movements. The plane had encountered turbulence from another airplane flying ahead of it. NTSB Chairwoman Marion Blakey says the cause of the American crash is still a mystery, but she says investigators know enough to be worried and feel the need to warn pilots.
What we're trying to say is that there are certain circumstances in flight where it is very important to be very cautious about the use of the rudder because it is possible to do catastrophic damage to the tail assembly. It does not mean that the rudder action that is there currently on the A300-600 fleet is in any way defective.
In other words, the NTSB is not recommending that the type of Airbus jet that crashed in Queens or any similar kind of Airbus jet be grounded. The agency is recommending that the Federal Aviation Administration require new pilot training guidelines on rudder usage. The FAA says it agrees and will comply. The rudder is located in the tail section of the aircraft. It moves the nose of the plane left or right. Pilots move it by pushing the pedals in the cockpit, and typically they only use the rudder in cases of engine failure or in severe winds on takeoff or landing. But pilots say they are shocked to learn that too much input on the rudder could stress the tail fin to the point of breaking it. Sam Mayer, a captain for American Airlines, says pilots have always been taught that you cannot exceed the structural limits of the aircraft with the rudder.
Well, I'm very concerned because we're now in an unknown situation where we're not sure how much input is too much. And one of the things that I think pilots worldwide are going to be looking for is specific guidance just as quickly as possible as to how much is too much when it comes to rudder inputs or any control inputs for that matter.
Investigators really aren't sure yet whether it was the pilots who moved the rudder on Flight 587 or whether the rudder somehow malfunctioned. And NTSB Chairwoman Blakey says they're not trying to blame the pilots in the crash. She says investigators just want to make pilots everywhere and their passengers aware of the potential danger.
Pilot education and training, I think we all understand at this point, are even more critical following the events of September 11. Before September 11, pilots were required to essentially comply with terrorist demands. After September 11, pilots now may need to resort to much more aggressive and extreme aircraft maneuvers to disable terrorists.
And some of those maneuvers could involve use of the rudder. One thing the NTSB did not address today is whether the design of the rudder is inherently flawed and unsafe. Pilots say the NTSB needs to answer that question soon during its investigation of American Flight 587. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.